From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. After 6 days of demonstrations, a leading opposition figure is now trying to negotiate on behalf of Egyptian protesters calling for the fall of President Hosni Mubarak. Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei spoke to thousands Sunday gathered in Cairo's main square, declaring a new era. Many are looking to him as a consensus builder. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says his appearance comes on a day marked by worries of growing lawlessness.
Sunday is the first day of the working week in the Arab world, and it was a kind of an odd feeling in the city. It had been a really tense night. You saw young men protecting their neighborhoods. There's been a lot of looting in different parts of the city. And so people were very, very cautious. A lot of the shops were shuttered. We went down one street. Many of the shops had been looted. Everything had been bashed and stolen. But in other parts of the city, it was very calm and very quiet. It's kind of a mixed bag, but certainly not the Cairo that you're normally used to seeing. You know, people were not coming out in force. People were being very cautious about leaving their neighborhoods.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting from Cairo. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Egypt to have an orderly transition to democracy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Clinton's backed away from comments earlier in the week when she said that Hosni Mubarak's government is stable.
Making the rounds on network TV, Secretary Clinton made clear that no one is satisfied with the steps Hosni Mubarak has taken so far. She told CNN that the U.S. wants to see a real plan that will bring about a democratic government in Egypt.
I think we have to keep on the message we've been on, convey that publicly and privately as we are doing, and stand ready to help with the kind of transition that will lead to greater political and economic freedom.
The State Department is urging Americans in Egypt to obey curfew orders and consider leaving as soon as they safely can. The department is also offering to help families of American diplomats and non-essential embassy employees to leave. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department says chartered flights will begin leaving Egypt tomorrow. At the same time, praise for the way the Obama administration is handling the situation in Egypt coming from Republican House Speaker John Boehner. He told Fox News today the U.S. needs to keep up its support of Egypt's move to democracy. Human rights groups are calling on the Egyptian government to allow news network Al Jazeera to reopen its Cairo bureau. The Arab satellite network is posting live video feeds from webcams located on the main square in Cairo on its website. This is the first time Egyptian officials have shut down the local bureau of Al Jazeera. The network led coverage of Tunisia's uprising, which ousted the longtime president there. You're listening to NPR News. A massive storm system may slam the Rockies, Plains, and Midwest regions as a new work week gets underway. Forecasts say freezing rain could develop tonight and continue through tomorrow, making travel hazardous in central states. The bulk of the storm is expected to hit on Tuesday. 6 months after Pakistan was devastated by record-setting monsoon floods, the United Nations is reporting the crisis there is far from over. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports UNICEF says the condition of Pakistan's children has significantly worsened.
A recent survey shows children in Sindh province are facing a nutrition crisis. UNICEF official Pascal Villeneuve says over 23% of children aged between 6 and 59 months are acutely malnourished.
This rate is well above the World Health Organization's emergency threshold level, triggering a humanitarian response.
Villeneuve says around 120,000 malnourished children and women are receiving therapeutic feeding and health care in special emergency feeding centers. UNICEF and other agencies are aiming to immunize more than 9 million children against measles and polio. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Officials in Germany say the death toll could still go up from a head-on collision between two trains late yesterday. At least 10 people were killed when a cargo train and passenger train crashed on a single-line track near a village in eastern Germany. Both trains caught fire, but police say most of the people who died were killed on impact. It's one of the worst accidents in the country's history. Authorities say it's early to comment on a cause. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News.